AI is making podcast pitches worse. A movie scene that has stuck with me for 30 years is from Men in Black. Vincent D'Onofrio, playing an upstate New York farmer named Edgar, gets killed by an alien who immediately puts his skin on and wears it like a suit. I guess I should have said spoiler and content alert here. Then, walking into his kitchen, alien Edgar immediately demands of his wife, and here's my best alien Edgar impression,
sugar in water.
Sugar in water, for those who didn't catch that. D'Onofrio perfectly plays this, moving and talking uncomfortably as if he's actually unfamiliar with how humans move. But it's the request, sugar in water, that always gets me. It's odd because even though most beverages we consume have sugar or some sort of sugar substitute in them, no one explicitly asks for sugar in water. And while it's an odd request, Edgar's wife obliges and watches in disbelief as he downs the entire glass. It was so close to being believable, but it was missing something innately human. That's how I have felt about podcast pitches as of late. Now, bad podcast pitches aren't new. I've written about them a lot on my blog and on social media. But in the age of AI, bad pitches have become rampant and worse. More pitches are coming in where the sender says, "Hope this email finds you well," or they recently discovered my podcast and it has quickly become one of my favorites. The last one has very strong sugar in water vibes. In fact, for the question on my form, what episode made you want to reach out, which I've since gotten rid of, but for a long time, and I got rid of it in part because it has become useless. Someone straight up sent a ChatGPT summary of my episode. How did I know it was a ChatGPT summary? Here is the entire answer. And again, remember the question was, what episode made you want to reach out? In the episode, Great Things Require Time, Joe begins with an anecdote about impatient customers waiting in line at the best bagel shop in New York, stating that if all they wanted was a bagel, they could have gone to any grocery store, but the best bagels would be worth the wait. This sense of dedication was admirable, that something great will not be reached without patience and hard work. The three most important values to building a successful digital presence online are professionalism, authenticity, and consistency. This framework encourages creators to ask themselves, and then three questions. So that's not an answer to what episode made you want to reach out. That is the answer to the prompt. Can you summarize the latest episode of this podcast for me? And it ticks all the boxes for a terrible AI answer. It's a clumsy intro. It's written in third person about the person that they're writing to, me. Unnecessary 10-point vocabulary word. Factually incorrect. I was actually talking about bagels in Pennsylvania, which as a New Yorker, it was shocking that I was able to find good bagels in Pennsylvania. Sorry, Pennsylvania. And it doesn't even remotely answer the question. Bad, bad, bad. But they don't have to be bad. Pitches don't have to be bad. Last year, I had my friend Jenny Wright on my other podcast, Streamline Solopreneur, and her pitch was a breath of fresh air. She focused on the audience, sent the right sort of topics, and showed that she at least looked at the episodes of my podcast before pitching. I am under no delusion that everyone who pitches my show is an avid listener, but part of pitching is understanding the show, who the audience is, and how you as a guest can help that audience. Jenny And a few folks since then have done that. And they had a great guest page to boot. I knew having her on the show would add a ton of value for my audience. So my advice for pitching podcasts. What can you do if you are pitching? First of all, make it relevant to the show's audience. Don't just make it an email about how amazing you as a person are. Or if you are a podcast agent, don't just talk about how great your guest is. That is spam filter city. Second, check out the show before pitching. Listen to an episode if you can, but at least scroll through the back catalog and see what kind of topics the show covers. Number three is confirm they actually have guests. You know, I've gotten pitched for my audio notes show, which is super clear, just me talking into my iPhone about random stuff. Spray and pray is a bad look. And if I get a guest pitch for a show that famously doesn't have guests, then even if they pitch my main show, I'm going to assume that they're not actually researching my show at all. And finally, you should have a great guest page. Make it easy for the host to understand who you are and why you're qualified to talk about what you're pitching. So creating a good pitch does take more time. This takes way more time than just blindly pitching shows, but this is the sort of thing that will actually get you good results. Now, I will link to an article version of this episode where I have a podcast pitch template. It's usually something like, I came across your show and love its mission to help target audience. Here's how I think I can help add value for your listeners. This is after doing a bunch of research. And then you actually write something that is not just like, I'm so great. It's like, oh, you help busy solopreneur parents. I'm a single mom of three and I'm running my own business and I'm managing, right? Like that's a good answer. That's like the exact avatar of somebody I just interviewed on my podcast. And then, you know, I'm happy to answer any questions you have. You can learn more about me here at a page specifically for podcast guesting, right? Notice that this template makes it clear who the show is for and that you know who the show is for. You're pitching three or a few irrelevant topics, and you're sending them to a page that shows your credentials. This will achieve your goal. Show the host that you actually care about their audience. And for the love of all things righteous and good, don't outsource this job to ChatGPT or any generative AI. It's too important if you're trying to forge genuine relationships that will actually grow your audience and your podcast. All right, that's it for this episode of Streamlined Podcaster. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to know what you think. Send your feedback over to streamlinedfeedback.com. That's streamlined with a D, feedback.com. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.